In our current series in the Faith Factor, we are asking two questions. Who was Jesus, and why does it matter? About 20 years ago in Canada, a leading clergyman, a Protestant denominational moderator, stirred great controversy both inside and outside of his church denomination by an interview he did with the Ottawa Citizen. It wasn't that he did the interview that caused the problem, but the angst was created by what he said in that interview. Because this church leader, this respected clergyman, told the reporter that he didn't believe in the resurrection of Christ. He wasn't sure that there even was an afterlife once a person died. And he did not believe that Jesus was God. Furthermore, he insisted that, in his understanding, Jesus never said that he was God and probably didn't believe himself that he was God, that this was something developed later on by his followers and his well-meaning apostles. The sad reality of our current context is that many theologians, many clergymen, lots of church leaders today would agree. But what was troubling to me was not that he denied those basic propositions of the Christian faith, but that this man said that Jesus never said he was God and probably didn't believe it himself. The clear evidence of the biblical historical text demonstrates otherwise, and it does so in four ways. In our last episode, we looked at the fact that Jesus accepted worship, and to the Hebrew mind, it was unthinkable that anyone would be worshiped except God. And so when Christ accepted the worship of other people, he was de facto claiming to be God. Number two, Jesus forgave sin, not just offenses against himself, but sin in general. In fact, in Matthew chapter 9, when he encountered a paralytic, he said, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." And then to emphasize the point, he healed him, the man got up and walked away. Number three, Jesus used the Son of Man title. In fact, it was his most common self-referencing title. In that miracle we just referenced in Matthew chapter 9, he said, "So that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Now, we often think that the Son of Man title emphasized his humility as opposed to calling himself the Son of God. But to the Hebrew mind, the title Son of Man was messianic and it was divine. In the 6th century BC, Daniel was a prominent Hebrew prophet. And in the book that bears his name, in chapter 7, Daniel talks about a vision he had right into the throne room of heaven. Verse 13, "In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days," which was a Hebrew reference to God the Father, "and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away." And Daniel concludes by saying, "And his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed." Number one, Jesus demonstrated he was God by accepting worship. Number two, Jesus affirmed his deity by forgiving sin. Number three, Jesus proclaimed his deity with the use of the Son of Man title. And finally, number four, he insisted on using another title that his contemporaries recognized was a title for God, when the Lord Jesus said, "I am." That was the ineffable, unutterable, indescribable name of God. Now, this is a bit technical, but it's fascinating. In the Old Testament, you'll recall the story in Exodus chapter 3, where Moses encountered the burning bush. And in his conversation with God, he requested that God tell him his name. The Lord's response was, "I am who I am. You tell my people in Egypt that I am has sent you." More than 200 years before the time of the Lord Jesus, the Old Testament was being translated from Hebrew into Greek because many Jewish people were more familiar with that language. When the translators came to Exodus chapter 3, they puzzled over how best to translate the term, I am, or I am that I am. And what they chose to do was to translate it with two different Greek verbs for the term to be. One was the term ego, and the other was the term eimi. And so when they came to the text of Exodus chapter 3, they used the double term ego eimi for the I am title of God. That's precisely the wording that the Lord Jesus used when he said in John 6, I am the bread of life. When he said in John 9, I am the light of the world. When he said in John 10, I am the gate or the door and the good shepherd. In John 11, when he encountered Martha after the death of Lazarus, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And with his disciples in the upper room on the night before the crucifixion, in John 14, he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And finally, in John 15, I am the true vine. In every one of those situations, the Lord Jesus used that repeated term for the verb to be, and his listeners understood clearly that he was claiming to be God. Jesus intentionally, deliberately took the I am title of God from the pages of the Torah and applied it to himself. In John chapter 8, while debating his opponents among the Jewish elite, Jesus declared his eternal preexistence and deity when he said this about Abraham, before Abraham was born, I am. Notice, he didn't say before Abraham was born, I was. He emphatically declared his preexistence and his deity. He was declaring to these people that he was God. Before Abraham was born, I am. And again, they tried to stone him. Jesus' hearers understood clearly that Jesus was claiming to be God. He was unapologetic because he was God. He is God. And therefore, he received worship. He forgave sin. And he frequently used the titles of deity, Son of Man, and I am. This is important for us to understand because there are many versions of Jesus in popular usage, including the wrong, the unbiblical depiction of Jesus as simply a moral teacher and nothing more. But we want to know the authentic Jesus. We want to know the accurate, true, biblical depiction of who Christ is, because we can't love him with our heart if we don't understand him with our mind.